Marjorie heard her mother calling her, and she trudged home across the shells and pebbles with a pleasant smile dimpling her cheeks, for she felt very much at home in this large, wonderful world, and was happy to be alive, although she neither could have told nor cared to know the reason why. But when her mother unpinned the little girl's Highland shawl and took off her hood, she said, "Oh, Mother, do let me live on the doorstep. I don't like houses to stay in. What makes everything so pretty and so glad? Don't you like to wonder?" Marjorie's mother was a good woman, but then there was all the housework to do, and if she had thoughts, she did not often let them wander outside of the kitchen door. And just now she was baking some gingerbread, which was in danger of getting burned in the oven. So she pinned the shawl around the child's neck again and left her on the doorstep, saying to herself as she returned to her work, "Queer child, I wonder what kind of a woman she will be." But Marjorie sat on the doorstep and wondered, as the sea sounded louder and the sunshine grew warmer around her. It was all so strange and grand and beautiful. Her heart danced with joy to the music that went echoing through the wide world, from the roots of the sprouting grass to the great golden blossom of the sun. And when the round gray eyes closed that night at the first peep of the stars, the angels looked down and wondered over Marjorie. For the wisdom of the wisest being God has made ends in wonder, and there is nothing on earth so wonderful as the budding soul of a little child.